사랑하는 성도 여러분, 또한 미국, 영국, 캐나다, 온두라스, 페루, 볼리비아, 아르헨티나, 독일.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 4,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Bolivia, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, and countries in Africa, including Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Burundi, and Rwanda, and in China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, and local sanctuary members, those who attended a service on the internet all over the world, and television viewing audiences. The very famous Nobel Prize was founded by Alfred Nobel, who invented dynamite. One day, when he read a newspaper article, he was very shocked. He was alive and healthy, but the newspaper mistook somebody else's death as his death and ran his obituary article. But the reason why Nobel was shocked was not because the newspaper said he died. The article said, "Merchant of Death dies." Alfred Nobel thought he was a great man who contributed to mankind by inventing such a great tool as dynamite. But according to the newspaper headlines, he realized that he was just considered as a merchant of death and the inventor of a weapon of mass destruction in the eyes of other people. Since that time, he tried to do good things for the development of the mankind. One of these things was establishing the Nobel Prize. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as in case of Alfred Nobel, what you think about yourself and who you appear to be in the eyes of other people can be completely different. You may think you have good faith and you are earnestly and faithfully longing for spirit. But in the eyes of other people, you may seem to be a person who has selfish motives or a person others have to be careful not to agitate or arouse to anger. Maybe you seem to be someone who is still a long way from sanctification. But if you can check yourself from the viewpoint of other people, it'll benefit you greatly in finding out your shortcomings. Also, there is one thing more important than the view of other people, and it is how we are viewed by God. You may think you are doing well, and even other people may think so too. But in the sight of God, who searches the deep heart and even the minutest thing, you may be quite different. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 18 says, "For it is not he who commends himself that is approved, but he whom the Lord commends." As said, only when you are commended by God can you experience the works of faith on this earth and enter into the better dwelling places in the kingdom of heaven. In this sense, as I explained to you in the last session, it is very important to demolish self-righteousness and self-centered frameworks. If you have your own righteousness and frameworks that you developed by mistakenly and incorrectly applying the truth, you might think you are correct and proper. But in fact, you are not acknowledged by others, and God also says you are not right in His sight. Therefore, you should find out these things quickly, change them, and become truly righteous in the sight of God. Only then can you advance to higher levels of faith and go into spiritual realm quickly. This is the 11th session of the Measure of Faith. I pray in the name of the Lord that through this message, you will quickly find yourself, change completely, and possess a great measure of faith. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, if you believe in God and receive the Holy Spirit, you gain the faith to receive salvation. This faith to receive the Holy Spirit and salvation is the first level of faith. The second level of faith is the level where you try to listen to the Word of God and try to put it into practice. Those who try to practice the Word is at the second level of faith. In the second level, you try to practice the Word, and sometimes you practice it successfully, while at other times you don't practice it. For example, it says, do not hate other people, and love your enemies. But you hate someone who is not even your enemy. But you should be able to discern. Second level is where your hatred comes out as action. If you have a habit of beating others, if you're still beating, that means actually first level of faith, but you used to have a beating habit of beating others, but now you try. You reduced it. Before you used to beat 10 times a month, and now you reduced it to maybe 8 times. So now you're trying to refrain yourself and act by the truth. Now, let's say you reduced 8 times and you're beating other people 2 times. So now you can check yourself how much in the second level you have gone into, whether 90%, 20%, 30%, or 60% or 90%. It's the same with keeping the Sabbath. If you keep 10 times, but because of some reason, if you do not keep it, this is a second level of faith. You try to keep it, but you do not keep it completely. So if you, out of 10 times, if you keep 9 times, but cannot keep 2 times, you are at the higher level in the second, later part of the second level. But you cannot say with just one aspect. You have to look everything as a general and distinguish the level of your faith. So you try to practice the Word, and sometimes you practice it, while at other times you don't practice it. But as you keep on praying and trying, your faith grows and you gain a greater measure of faith to act by the Word. So when you reach the third level of faith, you can act according to the Word of God. You know that it is a blessing to realize the meaning contained in the Word of God and practice it, so you willingly live within the Word. Just by knowing and thinking, oh, I will do it, but if you don't actually act, it means you are still at the second level of faith. If you say, I have faith, but I cannot act, that means you are still at the second level of faith. And even if you do not have much faith, when you try, God will give you grace so you can receive His power to act, to change into a person who can act. So then, only then can you go into third level from the second level. So when you reach the third level of faith, you can act according to the Word of God. You know that it is a blessing to realize the meaning contained in the Word of God and practice it, so you willingly live within the Word. It's not out of feeling of being forced or with a sense of duty, you willingly keep the word. At the third level, it's not that you keep something and do not keep something else, but you keep everything. After you get into the third level of faith where you can practice the word, you should quickly cast off the sinful natures in your heart. At the second level, you still commit some works of the flesh, so you should be able to discern between some of you have a habit of beating, and you say, I did works of flesh, and can I be saved? He thinks he cannot be saved because of his habit of beating other people. So in works of flesh, there are sins that lead to death and sins that are not leading to death. And the Bible clearly explains what kinds of sins are the sins leading to death. For example, committing adultery. And in Old Testament, you have to stone that person to death. That cannot be saved. But if you beat somebody else, if you cannot be saved just because of that, almost nobody will be saved. Of course, if it's too much, you might not be saved, but if you still try to stop, and you will try to cast it off and you'll be saved. Even if God calls your spirit right now, it doesn't mean you won't be saved just because of that. So please understand correctly. If somebody who is at the third level, if he uses violence, that means he's not at the third level. If somebody at the third level beats other people, that means there is a problem with his salvation. If your 10-year-old child suddenly acts like a 5-year-old baby, then is it normal? There is something wrong. So the acts committed, the works of flesh committed by those who are at the second level, and the those same kind of works of flesh of those who are at the third level of faith are completely different, because those who have grown up are going back to the lower level, so that is a big problem. So in that case, you have to repent thoroughly, very thoroughly, so to break down the wall of sin against God. So after you get into third level, you don't show, you don't commit any works of the flesh, so you have to cast off the sinful natures in your heart. Also, fleshly thoughts, there are so many kinds of fleshly thoughts. You cast them off one by one. And when you have completely cast off all fleshly thoughts, you go into the fourth level. So at the third level, you cast off fleshly thoughts and things of the flesh. That is the third level. For example, simple refraining from getting angry and not having the sinful nature of anger in heart are completely different things. At the second level, you try to keep the word. So you cast off your acts of getting angry. But not just getting angry and having no sinful nature of hatred in heart are different. Likewise, even if you do not act out of evil and you are the kind of person who lives in the Word of God, you should recognize the sinful natures in you and pull them out. Only then can you go into the fourth level, and from the fourth level, you can be acknowledged as a true child of God and a man of spirit. But sometimes, some of you went into the third level quickly and passed the rock of faith and have reached the last stage of the third level, and from this point, you stop in the growth of faith. So in the last session, I explained the two aspects for those who are at the third level of faith to quickly go into the fourth level without any spiritual stoppage. First, I told you that you shouldn't stop struggling against the sins just because your faith has grown up to some extent. Until you pull out the original sinful nature through the word and prayer, you should diligently accomplish sanctification. You can think about lawn. They die in winter, but that's not completely dead. Their roots are alive. So when spring comes, they will grow up again. If you mow lawn, you mow it, but it doesn't mean it is completely removed. It's same with the sinful nature. At the second level, you just cast off the acts, the works of the flesh. It doesn't mean you already cast off the sinful natures, but to cast off these sinful natures, you'll have to fast and pray all night to cast off the original sinful nature, the root of sin. One of the leaders from last the year, the end of last year, he is fasting 7 days many times. He thought he didn't have the sinful nature. So, because this is trying to commit sins, so to pull that out, he is fasting 7 times. And in this year, again, he finished the 7-day fasting. And I think he made up his mind to fast for 7 days continuously until he pulls out that sinful nature completely. And this is something obvious. If somebody at the at a leader's position, if he still has a sinful nature, if necessary, he has to fast and pray all night to pull that out. If you don't pull that out, you are still at the third level. And in case if it grows up and comes out as action, then there'll be a big wall of sin against God. Those who have to go, who should be going into fourth level, if they go down to second level, how can God forgive them? So, for you to go into fourth level from the third level, you have to cast off sinful natures, and you have to pull them out from the root. Second, you can quickly go into spirit when you cast off fleshly thoughts, and among them, you should particularly demolish your own righteousness and self-centered frameworks. So the most difficult things are your self-righteousness and self-centered frameworks. You think you are doing well, but you are still at the third level and other people don't recognize you as a fourth level. So you have to realize those things and demolish them. Your self-righteousness and self-centered frameworks that are made by clear untruths can be found out easily through the Word of God, so you can cast them off quickly. But what you have to be careful about is your own righteousness that is covered with truth and self-centered frameworks that you made by applying the truth in a wrong way. Pharisees, high priests, and priests, the scribes, they are so experts. They are experts in the Word of God. by the age of 12, they almost memorized all the Bible. There is nothing they don't know about the Bible. So they are the scribes. They are the teachers. But did they really know the truth? When the truth itself, our Lord came to this earth, they didn't recognize Him. Because they made all the Word of God as their own self-righteousness and self-centered framers, and they made the traditions of the elders, and made traditions of the elders like the Word of God. And so if they violated the traditions of the elders, they said they were not keeping the Word of God. So they were saying, our Lord was demon-possessed. But still, they didn't say Jesus was heretical. At least, they didn't say the word heresy. They just said he was demon-possessed or something. They condemned him, but they didn't use the expression heresy. They were just saying he was a liar, he was demon-possessed, he was the doing that by the king of Beelzebub. But today, so many people are so arrogant and proud that they condemn anybody as heretic. And also, many denominations make their traditions of the elders. And if other churches don't follow their traditions of the elders, they condemn other churches as heretical. They make traditions of the elders by themselves. And if others do not keep, are not the same, they just condemn others as heretical. And if the power of God is manifested, and if people try to follow the Word of God, and in Korea we can see, and not only in Korea but all over the world, if there is a manifestation of God's power, people try to kill him or kill that person. If you have these things, you think you are acting by the truth. So even after a long time, you cannot go into spirit, and you will have a spiritual growth stoppage. But some people say with regret, I really want to find myself and cast it off, but I cannot really realize what my own righteousness and self-centered frameworks are. They do not miss any worship services and listen to the Word of God carefully with longing hearts, but they cannot find what is wrong with them. But those who insist on their own righteousness and frameworks cannot receive most of the messages as theirs, and they cannot really pray very fervently. I urge you to check yourself once again. When you listen to the Word of God, how much of a longing heart do you have for it? And how much do you receive it as your own? You think, oh, it's the same messages I hear every time. I already know this message. But it applies to you, but you are covered with the truth. So you think your righteousness and frameworks are correct, and the message becomes somebody else's. Perhaps you don't pay as much attention to the Word because it is the same kind of message that you have heard for a long time, or because you think that it is for somebody else and not you personally. Even though you know it applies to you, you may just give up your efforts to follow the Word and say, I cannot do it myself. God will have to change me someday. The same as waiting for the apple to fall into your mouth. Also, even if you pray for many hours a day, how much do you cry out to God with all your heart? You know, if you check it, how much are you praying earnestly for the prayer that you are praying for? Or is it just like a habit? You, for so many years, you have memorized all the prayers and you just say it like a chanting. You, from the beginning to end, you just say it. Let it, for example, if you pray for the shepherd, you can remember, memorize all the things. If you pray for all workers of the church, you can pray the same prayer every day. Are you praying like that, or are you praying with true heart to receive, to actually receive the answer for the things that you are praying for? You can check how much, how pleasingly God is receiving your prayer. When our Jesus prayed, his sweat became like the drops of blood falling to the ground. Elijah prayed so earnestly on his knees that his face went in between his knees. If you pray so earnestly, you see whether your faith goes down in between your knees. I'm not saying you have to do it, but if you pray so earnestly, it happens. It, like that. In 85 or 86, Pastor Sung Hanan, we did an experiment on it. I told him to pray so earnestly, and he was kneeling down, and it really went in. I'm not saying you must do it, but Elijah prayed that way and received the answer. But I'm not saying your face has to go in between your knees. But it can happen. When I remind you of these things and emphasize the importance of prayer on the altar, you pray fervently for a couple of days, but after some time, many people return to their previous prayer state. When you pray in meaningless repetition, it cannot be accepted before God. And even though it is beautifully eloquent prayer with angelic words, it cannot be received by God as pleasing aroma. Only when your prayer is offered to God as great aroma by struggling and crying out with all your strength and heart can you receive the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit and change. You pray very well. For 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you have been a Christian, but if you have not been full of the Holy Spirit, and you should check. Why? If you pray with all your heart, then you can be full of the Holy Spirit within 10, 20, or at most 30 minutes. But it doesn't even take a half an hour. But those who pray really like that, they will just be full of Holy Spirit. The reason why I'm saying 30 minutes is because when I was fasting for 40 days, because I had no strength, the prayer cell was full of ice, and I had to struggle for maybe half an hour to receive the Holy Spirit. But if you are always full of the Holy Spirit, you will be full of Holy Spirit within 5 minutes. So you should pray like that. If you pray like that, you'll feel so much fun in prayer while praying, and you feel that your prayer is being answered. So you feel that your prayer is going up to heaven straight. And after a fervent prayer, you won't feel tired. You'll feel so light. So you should offer this kind of prayer. And if you offer that kind of Friday online service, then you won't be tired on Saturday. One more thing you should think about is, with what kind of attitude are you listening to other people's advice? It is because those people with strong self-righteousness and personal frameworks will close their ears to the advice of other people. Their heart is lifted up thinking that they are right. So even when they hear others' advice, they think, I have a reason for doing that, but that person doesn't understand my situation. That's why he says that. They insist that they are right, so they don't realize the fundamental reason why they had to hear such advice. Or when others give them advice, they think, he's no better than me, and just forget about it. Or even when a superior or senior gives them advice, they think he's not 100% perfect either. So he's not always right. I don't really have to listen to him. They say they will trust only the words of those who are perfect and listen to only their advice. Can man be perfect only because he says he is perfect? Only when God says he is perfect, it means he is perfect. If God acknowledges him as perfect, then there will be evidences. But with this kind of heart, you cannot heed the words of other people. And even if God gives you the voice of the Holy Spirit so much, you cannot hear that voice. He can only hear his own voice. When you get to the middle stage of the third level of faith and move closer to the fourth level, it means you have already cast off sins and evil that is easily found. At this stage, for you to realize and cast off your own righteousness and self-centered frameworks, you have to look back at yourself with a more humble and earnest heart. It's not difficult to look back at yourself. Are you listening to the words of even the little children? Are your actions proper to your seniors? Are you trying to listen to them? Or are you ignoring their words? If your juniors try to give you advice, are you listening to him? Or are you thinking, I'm his senior and I am recognized by God even more than that person, so I don't have to listen to him? If you're thinking that way, you have to realize how arrogant and proud you are. And some of you, you don't listen to the end. Listen to the other person to the end. You cut it in the middle. You already finished analyzing some that person's words, and you try to justify yourself. I did this because of this. I did that because of that. So there are many falsehoods mixed. You have to long to find your shortcomings. If you do so, you will receive even the words of little children with humbleness in pursuit of trying to change yourself. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you demolish your own righteousness and self-centered frameworks and cast off the sinful natures in your heart, finally, you go into spirit. Namely, you go into the fourth level of faith, and from this point, you can be recognized as a man of spirit. Then, before we deal with the fourth level, let us learn about the dwelling place of heavenly kingdom that you can enter with the third level of faith. The heavenly dwelling place for those at the third level of faith is the second kingdom of heaven. If you get to the third level of faith, you dwell in the Word of God and live as a child of God. So your dwelling place will be at a higher level than paradise for those at first level or the first kingdom of heaven for those at the second level of faith. In paradise, there are no personal houses. In the first kingdom, there are personal houses, but they are in the form of apartment complexes. But in the second kingdom of heaven, independent individual houses are given to each one. Do you think independent individual house is good or an apartment is good? In Korea, apartments are pretty good and they have good facilities. convenient facilities. So you may say apartments are good, but apartments have many restrictions. You have freedom only within the limited space. You have restrictions outside. But there are people who prefer apartments because it is you have security and you have good system, anti-crime system, anti-theft system. So many of you, some of you prefer apartments, but in heaven, there's no thief. Also, if you have an individual, independent house, you can have a big garden, and you can have flowers and lawn, and you can have a lot of good things that you like. So obviously, rather than apartments, independent houses are much better. Houses, I found out the price of house in Seoul and outside Seoul are so different. From, I heard one member from Icheon, she bought it, bought a house for about 35,000 dollars. So in 23평, in Seoul, it would be at least $100,000. But in Icheon, she bought it for $35,000-$40,000. So there are many empty houses there. So houses are cheap. They are one-story buildings, but still they are much more splendid and beautiful than the most grand and beautiful mansion or villa on this earth, and they are decorated with fragrant flowers and trees. Also in the second kingdom of heaven, not only houses are given, but also one facility that the owner wants the most will be provided with the house. If the owner wants a beautiful lake, there will be a lake along with the house. If the owner wants a swimming pool, he can have a gorgeous swimming pool decorated with pure gold and jewels. When you hear, please listen. You should be discerning between the levels, different kingdoms. But if you have one thing you like, or you have such a beautiful swimming pool, but in the third kingdom, you can have everything you want. In second kingdom, you can have only one thing that you want the most. But in third kingdom, you have everything you want. They can be given a promenade full of beautiful flowers and plants where lovely animals walk around, or even a ballroom. So from in different kingdoms of heaven, please understand correctly. So you have more hope. So you can have a promenade or even a ballroom. But because people can have only one facility as their own, they can use the facilities of other people as necessary. But even if they visit other people's houses and use their facilities, they don't find it uncomfortable. Because heaven is a perfect place. You serve others, you serve one another, you don't seek your own. So even if somebody else uses your own, you won't feel uncomfortable, but rather you'll be happy. You let them use. Through this, they can serve one another and share their love. So they will joyfully allow others to use their own facility, and those who use them can enjoy them freely and comfortably. Also, on the doorposts of the houses in the second kingdom of heaven are the nameplates. On the nameplate is written not only the name of the owner, but also the name of the church that the owner served on this earth. So if the owner attended a church that was loved by God so much, his honor and glory would be greater. The crown given to those in the second kingdom of heaven is the crown of glory. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 to 4 says, "Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but providing to be examples to the flock. Then when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory." So, what kind of people gain crown of glory? Those at the third level can accomplish these things in these verses. "Nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge." You have to serve. Even if just because you are senior, if you order and command other people, you should be providing to be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. When our Lord comes, you will receive this crown of glory. To the first kingdom of heaven, what kind of crown is given?
It's
imperishable crown. For third level.
지금 믿음의 1단계, 믿음의 2단계, 믿음의 2단계.
For second level of faith,
석지 아니할 면류관이 주어졌다 이 말.
You receive imperishable crown. At the third level of faith, you receive crown of glory.
Because
at the third level, you try to live to give glory to God. Whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do, if you receive blessings, you give glory to God. And the imperishable crown and the crown of glory are so different. Imperishable crown could have also been perished. Let's compare it with an apple. There is an apple that is eatable, and there is another apple that is very fresh. And this eatable apple, if you say, because it's not rotten, please eat it. If it's just before, it will be rotten soon, so please have it. There is this kind of apple. But if there is a very fresh apple, you can just say, it's very delicious, please have it. But because you, about the other, the first one, you feel something is lacking, you say, oh, it hasn't gone rotten yet, so please have it. So there's a great difference between the imperishable crown and the crown of glory. As said, the people at the third level of faith have not accomplished sanctification completely, but they still kept the word of God, performed their duties, and gave glory to God. The crown of glory is given to this kind of people. Those souls who are allowed to enter the second kingdom will be so thankful that they dwell in such a beautiful place, and that they are given much greater rewards than anything they have done. However, they still feel sorry for one thing.
"말씀대로 삶에 열심히 사명 감당할 뿐 아니라 마음의 죄까지
Although they lived by the word and performed their duties, they wish that they have cast off the sins in their hearts and become wholly sanctified, since the glory of the second kingdom cannot be compared in glory to the third kingdom of heaven or to New Jerusalem, which are the places for those who achieved sanctification. Of course, in heaven there is no jealousy or envy, so they won't be offended or have heartache because they cannot enjoy the greater glories of heaven. Even if other people enjoy greater glory than themselves, they will rejoice as if they themselves are enjoying that glory. They will respect those people with great honor and will be thankful and happy with the dwelling place and rewards given to them. But they feel sorry that they didn't cast off sins completely, although God gave them such great love and many chances on this earth. They always feel sorry and regret that they didn't cast off the sinful natures in their heart and become completely sanctified, though they kept God's word and did their duties. In the book of Job, Job was a perfect man. In a fleshly, in physical sense, he was a perfect man, but God accepted the accusation of Satan and allowed severe trial. Why? As you know, it was to cast off, pull out the sinful natures from his heart. If he did so, he could have gone to a better dwelling heavenly place, so he could be called a true son of God, true child of God. So God allowed this severe trial. So through that, he pulled out the sinful natures that he never used to be aware of. So he pulled them out, and God led him to the third kingdom of heaven. And also, according to that, God blessed him. Therefore, if you have true faith, you should not stop at the level of second kingdom of heaven, even though it is very beautiful. You should constantly strive towards entering New Jerusalem without fail. On this earth, you advance. You take hold of it so powerfully. And when you get married, you make promises. You know each other's income, so you plan. You will rent a certain house, and then you will save for so many hours, and you will buy your own house. And then after you buy your own house, and you will move to a bigger and bigger house. On this earth, it is meaningless, and they will disappear, and you won't take them to heaven. But if you try so much for that, but for eternal and beautiful heavenly houses, you should advance to them, towards them so much. If you neglect this, and if you just concentrate on the earthly things, there are some people like that. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Also, He wants all men to change into His true children and enter into New Jerusalem. That's why in the Bible, God clearly recorded the way of salvation and also the way to go into better heavenly dwelling places in detail. But the speed of the growth of faith for different people is very different. Some people quickly cast off sins and change themselves as they listen to God's word, but some other people change very slowly, even though they hear the same messages in the same church. For 23 years, I have been watching. Some members try very hard and go into spirit quickly as much, but some people, even though they hear the same messages, they don't change and they stay the same. Therefore, as said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 30, but many who are first will be last, and the last first. There will be differences among each one. Those who are first should try and should be first. But in 23 years, in many cases, those who were first are now last. As a title, because they are, they have been attending for a long time, so they have higher titles, but in spirit, they stay at the same place. And in God's sight, it must be, He must be feeling sorry about it. And I feel sorry about it too. And those who came late, they were longing for the word of life so much, so only now they came to listen to this word of life, and they tried so hard and they beat their bodies to make it obedient, and they are going into spirit so quickly. But those who have been attending for 10 years and 15 years, they are staying at the same place. And what is the reason people have differences, although they listen to the same messages, long for sanctification and try their best? There are many reasons, but the most fundamental reason is because each person has a different heart, a different inner heart, and a different vessel. I'll talk to you about the inner heart and vessel of man in the next session. Please check yourself about one thing. If you do not know something, you graduated from good college, and you have knowledge, but you don't know it. But what do you do if you don't know something? There are people who are just high school graduates and juniors. And if you... Do you... tell them to let them know, do you ask them to tell you? Do you do that, or do you go back home to not to let them know that you do not know it and you learn it by yourself? Either way is okay, but if, as for me, if there is anything I don't know, I ask anybody, middle schooler, even if that person is a child. Even if I don't know something that I should know, I ask them. I ask questions. I can learn it by myself, looking up in the dictionary or encyclopedia or something. I can just learn it. But if the people around me do not know, I will wait. And they have good computer skills, so the things are so convenient that they will bring me the answer within 5 minutes after searching in the computer for some time. Maybe for 5 minutes they will give me the information. Because I have many workers, and there are many workers who are more educated than me also. So if I ask them, they answer me. And if they cannot answer right away, they search for the information and give me the answer. So even if that thing is maybe some English word, that simple English word, or simple mathematical things, even if that is something very easy, I always ask them. But before I believed in God, I had so much pride. Would I ask anybody? I would never ask. I would learn it by myself. I would study by myself at home. And I would pretend to be knowing. I would just pretend to be knowing without answering anything. So I will study it at home and explain to them next time. So this is a useless pride. So before I accepted God, I read many books, and I knew quite many things. I knew about all the parliament members, and I knew about the ministers, and I knew all the province governors, and also
gun
governors, and also in the army, I knew quite about the stars, at least major generals and above, and who was in charge of which first army or second army. But all that was, and even if I didn't know something, I pretended to be knowing, pretended to know. So there is all useless pride. If you don't know, you don't know. I'll talk to you about the inner heart and vessel of man in the next session. Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Psalm 90, verse 10 says, as for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone, and we fly away. Members, and there are many who are at 80s and 90s, and many of them say to me, especially our senior deaconesses, especially female members, they express, oh, Senior Pastor, I'm so happy. My everyday life is so happy. And those who are living a very happy life, we, our members are living like that, but is the same with unbelievers in the world. They live in so much worries. It is very difficult to live for 100 years on this earth, and what we can gain is only toil and sorrow. But we live on this earth today to prepare for the eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. After this short life is over and we meet the Lord, each one's dwelling place and rewards will be decided, and we will live with the Lord in the everlasting kingdom of heaven. And the dwelling place and rewards that are once decided can never be changed forever. Even after an eternity in time, those in paradise cannot enter into the first kingdom, nor can a person living in the third kingdom live in New Jerusalem. They can visit, but they cannot live there. As I told you before, the second kingdom and the third kingdom are completely different, like the difference of heaven and earth. But the paradise and first kingdom completely different? No. First kingdom and second kingdom completely different? No. There are quite big differences, but they are not completely different. But second kingdom and third kingdom are completely different. And God says, you are my true son and daughter. From the fourth level of faith, from the third kingdom. So in the Bible, if you do not have peace with everybody and holiness, you will not see the Lord forever. Those are who go into first kingdom, second kingdom, or paradise. They call God Father, but they cannot see the Lord forever, as the Bible says. But those who go into third kingdom and New Jerusalem, they can see God, they can talk to God. And there is complete difference. That's why the third kingdom's beauty is completely different than that of the second kingdom. For example, we don't have it nowadays, but there's a hut, or maybe there's a clay house, or it's just a bricks, simple bricks house. And people living in that house, and people living in the million-dollar house in Seoul, can they be compared? The Second Kingdom, even in Second Kingdom, is so beautiful, incomparable to anything on this earth, but there, to compare it with the Third Kingdom, it cannot be compared with the Third Kingdom of Heaven. Therefore, even if you regret so much that you didn't advance towards better heavenly dwelling places during your time on this earth, it would be of no use. But thankfully, you still have the chance until the Lord comes back. As Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 says, make the most of your time because the days are evil. I hope you will make the most of your time, quickly go into spirit and whole spirit, and diligently take hold of the heavenly kingdom by force. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be able to dwell in New Jerusalem, the best dwelling place in heaven, without any regrets in the heavenly life. Please do not miss this chance. Do not, please do not postpone to tomorrow in 2006 from the January 1st New Year's service. Please do not postpone your resolutions and accomplish all your resolutions. If you postpone it to tomorrow, it'll become 1 year, and it can be forever. So when you listen to the message every day, every week, please accomplish them in your heart. So let all of us go together to New Jerusalem. Let us pray, thinking about the message. There are some prayer requests with photos. Myung from China. Before I believed in the Lord, but there was no improvement. There is no improvement, but by listening to the messages of the senior pastor, my faith grew. And I fasted, and then after fasting, I got a job for the first time in my class. And some of my friends are crying, for they cannot get a job. And I got a job, and giving glory to God. The company wanted one person, many students did the interview, but I was hired, and I thank you. I thank God of our shepherd for answering my prayer. She's going to another place for her job. She wants family evangelization.
2006년 1월 남방에서 또 하나 사랑하는 목자님, 저는 대학 4학년인 중국 권명 만민 형제입니다. 주님을 알게 된 지는 약 2년 정도 되었습니다. 그 사이 우여곡절도 많고
I've been a Christian for 2 years.
2004년 3월부터
There were some temptations too, but I tried hard and my faith grew.
어려운 일을 당할 때마다 주님께 기도를 드릴 수 있어서 감사드립니다. 목자님께 사모하는 마음으로 기도받기 원하여 표현드립니다.
I want to receive a senior pastor's prayer.
기도받기 원합니다. 저는 2006년 1월 14일 15일 이틀간 전국 대학원 시험을 치르게 됩니다. 대학원 시험 놓고 기도 이하는 생략하고요.
He's taking a graduate school exam. And there are many prayer requests from GCN viewers. I cannot read all of them, but I'll just pray for them.
그리고 GCN 독자들이 이제 단물에 대해서 뭐 설명이 나갔나 봐요.
There were some maybe program about Muan sweet water, and there are some requests for Muan sweet water from GCN viewers. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts or infirmities, and please receive the prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Lord. Please lay your hands on them. Give them strength from above. Fill them with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Work transcending time and space. Bless all the branch churches, all churches and local sanctuaries, and those who are attending their service on the internet all over the world, and all, bless all GCN viewers. Also, bless all the children who sent their photos for with a prayer request. Father, you know all of them. Please answer to them. And Father, heal this headache of Deng Yaqing. Be healed. Also, she is going to another place. Father, let her preach the gospel of holiness there. And evangelize her family also. Also, Liu Weidang, he wants to pass the exam for graduate school on January 14th and 15th. Father, give him wisdom, understanding, and let him pass the exam. Light come. Father, also there are prayer requests from New York. There are many requests. Father, work on them. Work on them. Burn the arthritis. Burn the backache. Burn the back with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Be healed. The arthritis. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Also, give a job to this son. Also, work on his family, let him get away from drugs. Father, also, work on Nadi Chundu. All back pain go away. All back pain go pain in the neck go away. Father, answer to his desires on his business. Also, Martin Tabala, all back pain go away. Father, Gita Tabala cannot have a baby, please give her blessing of pregnancy. She wants to have a happy life. Father, as the Mbuku cannot have a baby, please bless her with a child. All evil spirits go away. All heart disease be burnt. All evil spirits go away. Loosen the chains of injustice and go away. Light come. Protect them with the fiery words of the Holy Spirit. Also, mom and moms, they have a violent family, all violence go away, all enemy devil and Satan of violence go away. Father, let his children become meek. Father, thank you. bless them always. Burn all internals and cells and nerves and tissues with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you. Bless all our overseas missionaries, overseas Mamin branch churches, and let all prayers be answered in the same way. Drive away all evil spirits and darkness and give them prosperity throughout the week and drive away all problems. Father, give them prosperity and blessings. Also, be with the all the World Christian Doctors Network in preparation. Also, Father, wherever your children go, oh, let all strongholds of the enemy devil be broken away and protect them with the fiery wall of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Protect and bless their families, workplaces, and businesses. Bless them as they come in and go out. Let them become head but not tail. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Weaknesses, infirmities, go away. Poverty, go away. Father, bless them with richness. Father, give them prosperity throughout the week. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.